At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
It will be Green County Tech's basketball to start this final period as they lead Mountain Home 35-34. The Bombers, excuse me, Bombers started this quarter with a three-possession lead, but Green County Tech has made a comeback mainly on the play of Zane Butler. Man, he is just hard to stop. He had he's got 21 points so far, 11 of those coming in that third quarter alone, including a pair of technical foul free throws after Dawson Tabor was called for a tee during a timeout. Here is Laback throwing over to Butler on the right side. Butler's going to go down into lane. Now kicks it to Cancilla. Now up top to Bolin. Bolin will dribble to the left elbow. Finds Greer. Greer dribbles to the right elbow. Now picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws up top to Bolin. Now to him in a man-to-man. Here is Butler with it on the left wing now. Butler dribble up to the top. Gives over to Bolin on the right side. Up top to Cancilla. Over to Butler on the left. Butler's going to dribble back to the top. Now over to Law back on the left. Up top to Butler once again. Butler will drill to the right. Throws it up top to Bolin. Over to Cancilla on the right elbow. Now Cancilla's going to go down to the lane for the layup. His basket counts and he is fouled. Matt Jones will be called for the foul. That is his first personal foul. That's the 17th foul against Mountain Home. So Cade Cancilla at the line for the and-one situation. He's now in double figures. And he gets a free throw. He now has 12 points. And it's a two-possession lead for Green County Tech. Dawson Tabor's going to check into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Satch Harris. 7:14 left to play in this game. Mountain Home trailing Green County Tech 38-34. McGee inbounds it to Tabor. Over to Crawford. Now to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. Gilbert dribbles to the left wing. Now takes a screen from Jones, throws up top to Tabor. Over on the right side to McGee. McGee takes the screen from Tabor. Now throws up top to Jones. Over on the left side to Crawford. Crawford's going to dribble down into the corner. He's going to, drill down towards the paint. He's going to be fouled. I think they're going to call that on the floor. 6:51 left to play in the game. Peyton Lawback picks up his second personal team foul, number four, against Mountain Home. Jake McGee triggers inbound pass on the baseline, gets into Crawford. Now he'll throw it to Gilbert, who'll set the offense. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Gilbert dribbling to the corner now. Now up top to Jones, over to McGee on the left. Now Crawford has it near the corner. Crawford takes a screen from Jones. He's going to go down into the lane, finds McGee going towards the lane, and he's going to be called for the travel before he gets the shot off. That is Mount Holmes' 11th turnover of the night. It comes with 6:33 left to play in this game. Golden Eagles get the ball back, leading 38-34. In about 6.5 minutes left to play in this game. Here is Butler into the front court for Green County Tech. Throws over to Butler on the left wing. Up top to Cancilla. Cancilla's going to drill down to the low block. It's going to go up for the layup. It rolls around. Will not go. And Jones gets a rebound for Mountain Home. He'll give it to Gilbert. He'll bring it across the timeline. 6:10 left to play. 38-34, Tech with the lead. Here is Gilbert with on the right side. Throws up top to Jones. Over to Crawford on the left. Crawford takes the screen. Drills to the left elbow. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives down to Jones on the low block. Jones is going to go down into the lane. Oh, they're going to call him for the offensive foul. They said he used his elbow, and boy, Josh Fulcher is hot on that side, on that Mountain Home bench. That is Matt Jones' second personal foul, team foul number 8, and their 12th turnover of the night. 5:53 left to play in this game. Golden Eagles get the ball back, leading by 4. Butler into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now he's going to go down into the lane. Now kicks out to Lawback in the left corner. Near the top to Greer. Greer thought about three. Now throws over to Bolin. Over to Butler now. Now up top to Greer. Over on the left side to Lawback. Laubach will dribble near the top, gives it there to Butler. Less than 5.5 minutes left to play in this game. Now Butler is going to dribble just outside the lane, pull up for the jumper, misses everything, and McGee gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Now he's going to go down to the corner. He's going to be fouled. With 5:07 left to play in this game, that is Dawson Greer's first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Golden Eagles here in the second half. Adam Sorrell is going to come into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Abe Crawford. Again, 5:07 left to play in this game. Mountain Home trailing Tech 38-34. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Will set up the offense. Now dribbles to the left wing. Gives it there to Sorrell. Sorrell will dribble up to the top. Picks up his dribble. Finds Jones on the low block. He's going to go down into the lane for the layup. His basket counts and he is fouled with 4:53 left to play in this game. That's fouls going to be on Jake Bolin. That's his second personal foul. 16th foul against Greene County Tech. Brandon Chambers going to come into the game for the Golden Eagles, replacing Dawson Greer. So Matt Jones will be at the free throw line to try to convert the and one and cut the margin back to a point. And he does. Matt Jones now with 15 points. He is a perfect 3 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. 38-37, Golden Eagles leading it with less than 5 minutes left. Ball is with Bolin on the right side. Up top to Laubach. Laubach takes the screen, drills to the left wing. Now trying to figure out where to go with it after he picks up his dribble. Throws it to Butler. Now Bolin has it near the top. Over to Chambers near the right corner. Chambers looking for Cancella. Now he's going to drill to the free throw line. Now throws it up top to Laubach. Over to Bolin. Down to Cancella. Losing the handle of the ball. And Mountain Home comes up with the steal. Matt Jones forces Tech into their 7th turnover of the night. Bombers with a chance to get the lead back on this possession. 4:15 left to play in this game. Here is Gilbert with it on the right side. He'll take the screen from Tabor. Now Gilbert trying to get some distance between him and his defender, Chambers. Now throws it up top to Jones. Tries to throw it to Tabor. Tabor is able to corral it. Now Jones has it, gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble to the right wing. Less than 4 minutes left in this game. Gilbert trying to take the screen, loses his footing, but keeps his dribble. But Butler comes up, knocks the ball away for the steal, and an intentional foul is going to be called away from the ball on Dawson Tabor. They're going to say, but well before St. Butler's layup. So Dawson Tabor will get the intentional foul. That is his 4th personal foul. That is the 19th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Greene County Tech is once again, they're going to have 2 free throws, and then they're going to keep possession with 3:48 left to play in this game. They put 2 points on those. They waved off the layup, but they put that. Did they count that basket? So it's going to be Brendan Chambers at the free throw line. He was the one that was fouled. With 3:48 left. Did they? I'm still not sure if they counted the basket. So Chambers' first free throw is up. No good. So they're not going to count the basket. So it should be 38-37. There we go. All right, there we go. So we got the score correct. Chambers' second free throw is up and in. He gets 1 of 2. And now Greene County Tech will inbound it on the baseline with 3:48 left. They lead 39-37. That was Brendan Chambers' first point of the night. So Tabor did come out of the game, being replaced by Abe Crawford. It'll be Jake Bolin. It should say 39-37. Ball goes over to right side to Butler. Now over to Chambers. Now ball goes up to Cancel in the lane. His jumper will not go. That should say 39-37. They only got 1 free throw. So sorry. So now they got it corrected. 3:15 left to play in this game. Here is Crawford with it over on the left side to Harris, and he steps on the baseline, on the sideline. No? Now I'm not sure what they called. Now, well, there's a confusion here. Three. Okay, so now they're going to check. I think they're going to check, make sure that. I'm not sure what the. So 3:11 left. And they're the officials talking with the scorers right now. Amsrell's going to come in for Mountain Home. Okay, so they think they got everything squared away. And now Dawson Greer's going to come in for Greene County Tech, replacing Jake Boland. So 3:11 left. It is Greene County Tech leading 39-37. Harris will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Gets it up top to McGee. Over to Harris on the left wing. Harris takes the screen, now throws it up top to Crawford. Tries to throw it to Jones, but he forced it in there, and Kinsella comes up with the steal. That is Mount Holmes' 13th turnover of the night. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this game. Tech with the ball leading 39-37. Here is Lawback with it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Butler. Now to Kinsella. Up top to Chambers. Now he'll throw it to Butler. Butler dribbles to the right corner. Now Butler's going down into the lane. Kicks out to Lawback in the left corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound control by Chambers, and Tech will keep possession. He throws it to Greer. Now back to Butler. 2.5 minutes left in this game. Tech with the ball leading 39-37. Butler's going to drill down into the lane, and looks like Tech's going to take a timeout well before Butler's layup. We'll break with 2:23 left to play in this game. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 39-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1, lose weight. 2, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Tech will have the basketball coming out of the timeout as they lead Mountain Home 39-37. Both teams with two timeouts remaining in this game. So Tech will inbound it on the far sideline as both teams come out on the floor. Chambers will trigger the inbound pass. He'll throw it into the backcourt to Butler. We're back underway. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Butler's going down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper on the left side of the paint. Good. Zane Butler with 23 points. 41-37. Mountain Home is trailing by two possessions in this game. Here is Gilbert throwing it over to Harris on the right side. Harris gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to quickly pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Lawback. He will throw it to Butler, who brings it into the front court. Less than 2 minutes left. Tech with the ball leading by four. 41-37, our score here is Greer throwing it to Chambers, now to Butler. I'm sure Tech's going to try to milk as much clock as they can. How long does Mountain Home wait before they start fouling? Here is Butler with it. Butler's going to dribble towards the elbow, now throws over to Lawback. Now Chambers has on the left side, over to Butler on the right. 1:24 left in this game. Butler has it, throws it to Lawback, back to Butler. Butler is trying to get some distance between him and his defender. Now throws it up top to Greer. Greer's going to dribble, get away from Gilbert, now throws over to Lawback. Now Mountain Home's going to commit the foul with 1:10 left. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his third personal foul, and that does put Tech in the double bonus. And so two shots coming up for Peyton Lawback. He has yet to score in this game. So Laubach's first free throw, in and out, no good. And he's got one more free throw coming. Peyton Laubach's second shot, misses both, and Gilbert gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home with a chance to make it a one-possession game once again. Lover men, let's play in this game. 41-37, the Golden Eagles leading it. Here is Jones with it, throws to McGee. Over to Gilbert on the left side. He's going to go down for the layup off the glass and in, and Mountain Home quickly takes the timeout with 55.9 seconds left. We'll break Green County Tech leads Mountain Home 41-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
55.9 seconds left. Green County Tech with the ball after Wyatt Gilbert hits the layup. 41-39, Golden Eagles leading it. Gilbert with 7 points for Mountain Home. Here is Butler into the front court. Throws over to Bolin. Now Bolin is going to have Gilbert right there on him. His pass is stolen by Jake McGee, and Mountain Home with a chance to possibly tie or possibly take the lead with 40 seconds left in this game. That was Tech's eighth turnover of the night. Here is Gilbert into the front court. 31 seconds left. Mountain Home with one timeout left in this game, and they're going to use it now. So we're going to break with 26 and a half seconds left. It is Mountain Home trailing Green County Tech 41-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1, lose weight. 2, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Both teams come out on the floor. It will be Mountain Home's basketball with 26 and a half seconds left. They just taken their last timeout. They trail Green County Tech 41-39. They've got a chance on this possession to tie it or possibly take the lead if they can hit a three. Wyatt Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Dribbles to the left side. Now takes a screen from Sorrell. He's being double, trying to get out of a double team. Now 17 seconds left as he does. 15 seconds left. Looks like they're trying to hold near the end of the game. 9 seconds left. Here is Jones with it on the right side. Throws it up top to McGee. Now Gilbert, 5 seconds left. They're going to have to get the shot off soon. Gilbert's going to try for the three to beat the buzzer. No good, and we've reached the end of this game as Green County Tech gets the rebound, and Mount Home is going to suffer a tough 2-point loss. Oh, man. Oh, that is a heartbreaker. Our final score tonight, Green County Tech defeats Mountain Home 41-39. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.